former teammate of mine is on the line.
Four tries.
We saw that replay. It's great. He's good. He's good. One of the only forwards ever to score four tries in a final. It was against Manly back in the 90s. One of the best blokes I played with, and one of the best business people as well, it turns out. Gary Coyne, former Raider, Queensland and Australian second-row front rower. How are you, Coyne?
They're good, mate. You're travelling well.
Yeah, well, Will, you've just informed us you haven't got eight McDonald's franchises. You've now got nine. And ironically, his nickname is Burger. Now, we're going to get to that pretty soon. But, Coyne, how did you get into... And I know you were a chippy while we were playing and you were down at the Raiders and you worked all throughout your career. Yep. How did you get into McDonald's?
I'll cut a long story short, Badge, but as you remember, when we used to flog you when I was playing for Winter Manly and you played for that thing called the Southern Suburbs Magpies, an ex-Rugby League player who we all know, Rod Morris, his brother was our coach, and Rod opened up a McDonald's store at Capella Bar, and he invited us Winter Manly players down for the major launch. Nobody knew what this McDonald's was, and it was unbelievable, actually. And so Rod sat us down the back of the restaurant with a handful of paper and pencils and sign autographs and take photos with whoever. And as you know, Badge, at that time, three of the arguably the best Rugby League players that ever laced on the boot, Wally Lewis, Gene Miles, Greg Dowling, you know, were sitting in the corner of this room, the 15 of us, and not one person signed an autograph. Never took a photo. No one came down and spoke to us, and I went, what is going on? You know, what is the fascination of this McDonald's that has got no attention whatsoever of the Winter Manly players sitting in the corner? I couldn't believe it. Mm. And I told Rod that story, and he said one day after at training, he came down and he was doing a bit of work with us in the front row, and I told him the story, and he said, are you keen on it? I said, mate, I'm just fascinated by it. I couldn't believe it. And he said, well, you worry about your Rugby League career, and if you're keen on McDonald's after you retire, come and see me, and I did.
There's a fair bit of rest is history. Yeah, a fair bit of sacrifice to go on your Rugby League career, Gary, and then from what I'm hearing, to get into McDonald's as well, a fair bit of sacrifice from anyone that wants to get involved. You have to give up a lot of time initially, don't you? And a lot of money, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of your own time, which to get into the McDonald's and as part of the McDonald's family, don't you?
Yes, you do, mate. It's a hard slog, and it sorts the men out from the boys. Let me tell you, it's honestly, guys, it's probably the hardest 2 years of my life. Like I had the Rugby League career, as you know, and Badge, as you know, getting up on those cold mornings in Canberra and going on the work sites, that was pretty brutal. But working in a McDonald's restaurant, unpaid, 6 out of 7 days for 12 months. Was very hard. And then my first year in business, when we opened up the Gympie McDonald's restaurant, that was another hard year. And as they say, mate, hard work reaps rewards, and the luck I get, and all that sort of stuff. It's all these cliches, but it's true. And I love that word sacrifice, guys. It's one thing that not too many people understand. And it's one of those things that makes the winners and losers of people in life and business in general.
Now, you've had some great mentors and coaches in your life, Gary, and do you find yourself some days walking through one of your stores with a rolled up roster in your hand, pointing at the employees like Tim Sheens used to?
Those days are gone now, mate. I've got general managers now and supervisors. I've got them all happening. We employ over 900 people now, so, you know, and Badge, if you would have told me that, you know, back in 1991, 92, when we were running around, that I'd have over 900 people working for me, I wouldn't believe you. And it's an amazing thing, but I do a bit of finger pointing. I've got some great people in some great positions. Being all female, I don't get much say. I might be the boss, but I don't get much say.
I know your wife Gail's involved, and your kids were at different stages. Are you still hands on, Coyne, or you just sit up the top of the office like a Buddha overseeing everyone, letting everyone else do the work.
Yeah, that'd be good. No. I've like I said to you before we went on air, I've just got in. So nice to sit down and talk to you guys. But no, I've had a big day today. Big day yesterday, and looking forward to tomorrow. Weekend's always busy. But no, man, I love a badge. It's a business that's really suited for me. And you know, badge knows I like to have a bit of a chat every now and then, and it's one of those things that, you know, it's right in my hitting zone, mate, and it works well for us.
Mm. Well, I'm sure you'd be great to work for. I know that, Corny, because you're a very fair man. And now, I mentioned before to the boys that your nickname was Burger, and of course, I think everyone assumes that's because you own all these McDonald's stores. Tell them how that came about.
Well, mate, you know, a great friend of ours, as you know, badge, the great Peter Jackson. I think we were playing Cronulla, Sutherland, the Sharkies down at Canberra there, and I scored two late tries.
Jeez, you're a try scoring machine.
I was a try scoring freak. I only ever scored 25 or 28 or something like that. But you would think I was a legend, wouldn't you? But it was a hard game. I can remember Jacko as he was just going off, and every time we scored, and the last try I scored. He came running down, picked me up off the ground and just yelled in my face, Coinburger. Coinburger. And he kept yelling this name out. And I'm, what is he talking about, you know? And I believe that's a pet name or something, badge, I think, that you South guys had, I think, in the days. But I'd never heard of it before. And of course, we had my second role partner in those days was Ashley Gilbert. And you know what Ashley Gilbert's like, badge. He doesn't let a sucker off the hook too easily. And of course, he labelled me Coinburger, and then got shortened to Burger, and the name stuck.
It stuck, and it wasn't until 5 years later that you ironically got into McDonald's and burgers.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. And every time I see the boys, reunions, they just shake their head and they said, "Who would ever thought you'd get into Macca's?" You know, like. Chris O'Sullivan loves ripping it into me. He rips it into me all the time, but I think that might be because he's jealous, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. He's still a carpenter like you were.
Exactly, yeah. We had a really good relationship there, Sully and I. We could talk the talk. But he's still on the tools, and I congratulated him last time I saw him down there, badge. Last time we were at the Raiders opening, I think it was last year. Season launch, and I said, Sully, you know, I admire you, mate. You're still on the tools and still swinging a hammer, but you know what he's like. He's a tough little rooster, and was a great player. He was very underestimated, Chris O'Sullivan.
Mm. If there was one former player teammate that you wouldn't like to shout them, all they could eat at McDonald's, would it be Sam Bacco?
No.
Is there someone that would beat Sam?
It'd be Glenn Lazarus.
Wow.
Glenn Lazarus, mate. Glenn Lazarus and Brent Todd. They were unbelievable. they were just eating machines. I remember, I don't know if Badge can remember this, but after the games, we'd get on the bus and we'd leave Sydney on the way to Canberra, and we used to pull up at the McDonald's at Liverpool. And Lazo and Toddy would be sitting side by side down the front of the bus because they'd be first off. They could only beat us to the counter by sitting down the front of the bus, and I always remember they used to order the whole left hand side of the menu. Now the whole left hand side of the menu were all their burgers, and they would eat it, and I'm just going, my God, you guys can eat. Well, now obviously you haven't eaten probably since 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and by that time it's 6 o'clock at night. So you know when you got a couple of big angry front rowers wanting to feed, mate. You get out of their way. So that's
we couldn't wait for that stop.
Oh no, yeah, that was almost like the highlight of the week, I believe.
Mm. Righto, well, any special deals for us, Burger? If we stop into your stores, mate.
What was that?
What's the special deal you got going for us if we stop into any of your stores?
Nothing.
Really? Well, we can't even have the special deals that are on.
You wouldn't even, you know. I make you pay.
That's why he's worth so much, and he's such a good small business owner, Gary Corn.
That's it, mate. You know, the look of the dollar. No, mate, we always have the specials going on along the way. The value meals are really, really good value, actually. And the the kids happy meals, you know, they're all these great things. And it's just great seeing the families get together and play, you know, the kids playing the playlands. And I build my playlands, I make them colourful and make them high, because kids like, you know, like colours, and they love to climb and slide, and that's the secret to it. And
the screen goes a bit longer when they fall off too if they're up high.
Yeah, they do a little bit, but no, it's good, mate. It's a great business badge. It's very much like a rugby league club, really, because you've got the company owns, out of all the stores around Australia, they own approximately 20% of the restaurants, and the rest are all licensees. You know, people, basically couples, you know, like Gail and I, and we feel like we're all in the boat together. It's like an Origin camp badge. That you get together for a co-op meeting or a convention. The first night in camp is just get the beers in. You know what I mean? You pay for it the next morning. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you go, oh my God, why do we do that? But we do it every time.
Yeah.
And it's like a big club. And you know, we're all in the one boat trying to go in the same direction. And it's hard at times, you know, when you're in a big co-op like that. But I related very, and I do. I work it as if it's a rugby league club, and you know, everything I've learned out of rugby league, I put to practice today. It's one of those things that's what I know, you know.
Hey Gary, do you still watch your Raiders when they're on, or they're all on TV now, all the games? Do you still catch up and watch as many games as you can? You like what you're seeing for 2021?
Yeah, I am. I do like what I see. I know they haven't bought a lot of players, but I don't think they really need to. I think with the depth they got in their forwards, I think is as long as they stay injury free, I think they'll have a good year. I think their forward pack is a little bit stronger this year, mainly because of the exposure that the young guys had last year. And the backs will always speak for themselves. I think they've got a great balance. I think the whole 17 players leading into the 21, you know, 25 players, even the 30 players, I think they're a great club. Ricky's got them going and got them fired up already. Spoke to him the other day, and he can't wait for the season to start like all of us. So I'm looking forward to it. I just hope they can win win a grand final, or, you know, for themselves to, like Boxhead Walters said, you know, so they can start making their own